This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now we're cooking with gasoline. We have awoken the baseball fans. I'm very excited about baseball season being back, and I'm nervous about the Tigers. Concern is not negativity, it's concern. So, like, don't conflate the two. But the Parker Meadows injury, promising bat who figured it out after getting hurt, but he's a top five center fielder in the sport defensively, and this is already a team that borders on morbid defensively. When you start to look at Glaber at second, not good. You start to look at a spin the wheel at third of Javi, who's bad at this stage of his career, no matter where you play him, or an Ibanez, or a McKinstry. First base, Colt Keith has to learn the position. You don't have any glowing reviews there yet. And you just start to run out of positions here. So pitching is the name of the game for this team. And if the defense takes a big step backwards, that's a big problem. Sure, it may not factor for Tarek Skubal. Maybe he just goes out, has a 30% K rate, you know, 14 Ks per nine, and he wins Cy Young again. But the other 4 days, it's going to matter. And especially for a young pitcher in Job, I still consider Mize young and learning. He's had an uneven career. These guys need support. So, yeah, I have major concerns, especially Meadows being out till probably June. Yeah, I got a hard time seeing 84, 85 plus wins. I do. Hope I'm wrong because I want to have an interesting summer. But if you're not going to be great defensively, you better hit the ball. And offensively, I got a hard time with it. Let's go to Mike in Rochester Hills, see what he's got to say. Mikey, what's going on, pal? Hey,
not much, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I was good until you started talking about the Tigers, and it reminded me that my concern level is probably at a 9, approaching a 10.
Okay.
Parker Meadows isn't just a top 5 center fielder defensively. If he was eligible for amount of games played, he's a top 5 defensive player in the entire league when it comes to WAR. So he's averaging right around a 2 clip. The other problem, he offensively is now your starter. He's going to be lead off hitting 1 or 2. And with his speed, he might not have the power, but he's got the ability to put pressure on defenses and legging out an infield single.
Yeah, I called him
single into a double.
I called him frisky. He's pesky. He's an effective guy leading off, and he's kind of just a, you know, for lack of a better term, Mike's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, he stretches out at bats. He's going to put the ball in play. He doesn't strike out a ton. He can draw a walk. And like I said, he's going to put the ball in play, and he's going to stress you out. The other, you know, so you put Riley Green in center, and now you've got question marks at all 4 infield positions, and the options we have limited range. So any ability to bail your pitchers out on contact in the infield is nullified by the fact that all of them are limited when it comes to range. And according to Ron Washington and Moneyball, it's extremely difficult to learn first base at the major league level.
Yes.
So we're in trouble defensively when it took a miracle run after an extremely slow start last year to sneak into the playoffs, and we needed help from Minnesota just pooping their pants.
Right.
I'm terrified that we're going to have a very boring summer come June, and that's if Parker Meadows comes back. And by the way, our offense woke up when Javi Baez went out, and now you're telling us our solution at shortstop is to put Javi Baez back in with an offense that's going to struggle and a defense that's going to struggle.
Look, the pathway, and I can't – look, you've said it beautifully, and you know I agree with you on Parker Meadows. I think the pathway in all of this – just don't laugh me out of the room, guys, okay? Check your traffic cameras. Just chill out. The pathway – I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Face of the franchise?
No, definitely not. is you end up with a big 3 of Riley Green, my guy Kerry Carpenter, and Spencer Torkelson. If Torkelson has actually turned it around, if you have that type of core hitting 2, 3, 4 in your order, it can pace you along. Because you know I think Carey's going to have a huge year.
Right.
I know. Laugh me out of the room.
Kenny, we may have to check the traffic cams.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Logan in Detroit. Logan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. What's up?
Talk to me. What's your concern level?
I would say that going into the season, I mean, before all these injuries and stuff, I was actually really, you know, kind of high on, it's all the, you know, kind of how you look at it. But I was really expecting kind of a good, you know, summer and expecting some good baseball. Now with the Meadows injury upon, you know, Wensiel and all that, it did move my concern level to a 5, but only that just because, you know, if you do look at our team last year, and I know they went on a really hot stretch, but at the start of the season, there were question marks all over the field, just like this, you know, like Colt Keith was a question mark at second base. We had Flaherty, which was a question mark. I mean, we had a bunch of different question marks, but the team ended up winning 86 games. So again, I do understand, and I totally agree with what you guys are saying that it should concern everybody. But I do think that the season does shape out, because if you think about the off season, I mean, we spent, I think, more than everybody else in our division, truthfully, and supplemented positions of worth. You know, we got the bullpens that pretty much solid. I mean, we have one of the best bullpens in our division, probably the best rotation in our division. And I mean, I hear you on Gleyber defensively, but I really truthfully do think that his offensive game will actually kind of take a jump.
Look, if you're getting Gleyber from that. You're getting Gleyber from 5 years ago, I'll listen to it. I mean, he had a hot playoff for my team. He was drawing walks, quality ABs.
We had a good summer, a good spring.
Yeah, look, it's fine. You know my problem too, Logan? They talk about positional flexibility, right? Maximizing the roster. And then they go sign a guy who openly refuses to be a team player and moonlight at third base. I mean, think about how much better.
That could help us out so much.
That's my point. And again, he turned down more money because the Nats were only offering him third. So, yes, Logan, he's got to hit for him to be worthwhile. He's never going to be a good second baseman. I'm not telling you he's the worst in the league. I haven't said that. But he's not good. So that's all I go on. I'm not good at first. I'm not good at second. I'm not good at short the day Javi's there. And I don't know what I am at third. Thank God you have catchers who can frame and run and call a game and have a pitching. The outfield, you took away 2+ defensive players. And I've got Riley Green and ... I don't know. Yeah, it's okay to be concerned with that.
Yeah.
Go to Stan, 97.1. Stanley, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mike. Thanks
afternoon,
for taking
sir.
My call.
How are you?
I share whatever level of, apprehension with Parker Meadows. When he started, they won 70% of the games. He's an outstanding player. But the only thing I'm going to say that's in other teams has injuries, too. Pascantino's out for Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name?
Royce Lewis for the Twins.
That's correct.
He gets hurt going to the bathroom. Guy's always hurt.
But then Jeff Passan, who is a pretty credible guy, he today just picked the Tigers to win the division. And I'm going to say something about defense that's antithetical to what a lot of people think. You know, Gleyber Torres was the worst second baseman with 18 errors last year, or 3 a month. And the second worst was Colt Keith, was 2 a month. And it's amazing that both of these guys were the starting second baseman on teams that went deep into the playoffs.
True. Now, you have to factor in what's around them. That's the issue.
I agree.
Singularly, you can survive it. There's no question. But the defensive issues are beginning to mount here, and injuries are a big part of it.
Nobody thought that we'd lose 4 center fielders. And, you know, I have a high level. I have so much respect for Parker Meadows, and I have a fear of Riley Green getting hurt out in center. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think if they could hang around, and you being a New York guy, I remember long, I'm an old guy, the Knicks would try to make it through the regular season with Willis Reed so he could play, and then they'd do well in the playoffs. I think that we got to do wait and see, and it's going to, thank God we're in the Central Division.
You just nailed
it. And I think that it's going to be an interesting year. But if we had Parker Meadows, we'd almost run away with it.
You know, I'm glad you said it about the division, because people get mad at me, Stan. But the bottom line is, I don't think there's a top 15 team in baseball in this division. It's just a bad division. So you're right. Can you hang on? Can you be 500? Can you get through the opening third of the season with minimal damage to the ability to make a run at it? Because the division, I don't know that anyone's going to run away. I just, and it was funny, you know, the last call, I think it was Mike at Rochester Hills. He goes, you know, we outspent everybody in the division cutscene. Nobody spent anything.
Right.
Minnesota's payroll went down. Cleveland's an embarrassment. The White Sox aren't even a major league team. Like, it just, if they've got to hang on, is that the wrong way to approach it?
It's not the wrong way to approach it, but you also can't rely on the fact of a team having an epic collapse as well.
No. But again, hanging on is different than being 9 games under 500.
True.
I need them to simply be a 500 team through 60 games. 31-31, 30-30, just sit tight.
I know, but you got the Dodgers, you got the Yankees early.
We're playing a schedule game now?
Yeah, we're playing a schedule game.
I'm not doing that. Okay. I'm not doing that. Okay. Come on. I mean, I don't know who's going to be any good. And first of all,
you're right.
I think my Yankees are going to stink.
Really?
Yes, we're terrible. But name our third baseman.
Okay.
Name our DH. Who's our opening day starter? It might be Kenny's mom.
You still got Aaron Judge?
I understand. My point is, we lost Soto. Giancarlo Stanton's dead. We lost Garrett Cole. We got injuries. Clark Schmidt is hurt. Buddy, I understand the uniform says Yankees. More like Columbus Clippers. We're not going to be good.
Okay. Not good, or this is like Mike not good?
Mike not good.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Who are we kidding? Okay. We'll still be good, but like...
Damn Yankees. All right.
Yeah, but if we don't want 100 games, I don't want to hear about it.
Okay.
I'm different with my team.
And that's what I'm saying.
Enjoy your little team at 83 and a half. Leave the big boy stuff to the teams that spend.
And that's why I'm playing the schedule game.
Terrible.
It's not like you're coming out there playing the White Sox like they did last year when playing like 13 times, it seems like.
The White Sox, it's just another level of...
Right. Remember, they started off red hot, and it was like, well, you're playing the White Sox. It still counts.
How many times are the White Sox in the first 60? Hopefully it's all 13.
Let's see.
Okay, I'm kidding. We'll get to the people. We'll get some of the ticket texts. We'll question Mark Kenny and more. 97.1.